This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, goal-getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice a little bit of self-care. This week's podcast episodes are in partnership with the Kempton Gray Hotel in downtown Chicago. You might remember them because that's where we hosted our epic sweatworking summit at the end of January. As we navigate through COVID-19 together, the Kempton Gray Hotel has remained open, and the team has been working diligently to ensure that our community can travel safely and in style once again. Our policies and procedures offer guests and employees the highest degree of safety and peace of mind. From everyone at The Gray, we look forward to welcoming you soon. And now, on to today's episode. Girl, I said I'll be on the road, I'll be back. I'm just reaching for a goal, so don't be upset when I'm not... With me today on the other line is Natalie Holloway. She is the CEO and co-founder of Bala, who you might know for their adorable weighted bangle bracelets that you can put on your ankles and your wrists, and they have become a staple of the at-home quarantine workout. Natalie, how are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. We've loved Bala, the bangles, and the entire company for a long time at A Sweat Life, and we've included you in a lot of our gift guides over the years, actually, because it's just such a, like, sort of chic, but still fitness-related gift for people. And now the joke is on us because we're buying them for ourselves. So congratulations on all that you've done to come up with the brand and to get it into people's hands right now when they need it most.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a crazy time, but great to be in business right now, you know, so thank you.
Yeah. And I want to hear your story straight from your mouth, because like you said, it has been a really cool ride. And I know the way that you founded the company was really interesting. And Gina will kill me if I don't ask about what it was like to be on Shark Tank, because she is the biggest fan. So I'm going to hand the mic to you for a second to sort of share your story.
For sure. So basically, let's see, my boyfriend at the time and I were essentially, we spent majority of our career in advertising. So working at large agencies and kind of like building other people's brands. I definitely recommend advertising for that reason. It really helped me in like starting my own business. But I never really knew I would start my own business. And so, you know, I spent probably like 8 years in advertising, and so did my then boyfriend. And we were kind of burnt out at one of the agencies that we worked at, called 72 and Sunny. And we had just been overworked and we were just tired. And we always wanted to kind of do like one of those like travel the world type of trips. And we thought, okay, it's kind of now or never. So we did like the crazy risky thing of quitting our jobs and kind of going on a sabbatical, and knowing that when we came back, we would be able to get jobs elsewhere in advertising. So we did this, and it was really on this trip where we went to like 13 different countries, and we got to just like take a break for a while. This is where Bala came about. So it's kind of interesting because now we're married, but we ended up returning from this sabbatical and starting to work on Bala, but also got real jobs again. And so we kind of bootstrapped the business for like the first year and a half, and kind of recently just quit our jobs to work full time on Bala. And so it's just kind of a cool story, because I always recommend, you know, taking a break or something if you feel burnt out, because you just never know what could come from that. So that was kind of our origin story of Bala. but I can also speak to Shark Tank whenever you're ready to.
Yeah, I will come back to that.
Yeah.
But that's interesting what you said about like recommending taking a time to take a break if you feel like you're facing burnout, because we're literally right now being forced to take a break. And I wonder
for sure
how many people are kind of recognizing that this is an opportunity to reset and refocus mentally and like really build some strong self-care foundations, versus how many people are like, you know, head down, I've got to work my way through this pandemic or else I'm going to lose my mind. I can see both sides.
For sure. No, I think, yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it just depends on, I mean, I go through moments during this, like, I guess, kind of break of like feeling inspired or not. So hopefully at this point we can like try to take advantage of like the time that this break gives us, essentially.
Yeah. Okay. On to Shark Tank. Tell me about that.
So, I mean, Shark Tank was amazing. We were in the running. It was our first year in business, and I just randomly applied on like a Saturday. People always say you should go on Shark Tank when you start a business. So kind of randomly applied and somehow got in the running for season 10. And we had several meetings with the producers and it seemed everything was going well. And then they just said, you know, it's not going to work out. You guys aren't on season 10. We're super bummed because there's a lot of work that goes into it. But they, you know, they said, we can consider you for season 11 should that time come. And we kind of just were like, well, that's not never going to happen. But then flash forward, like, I don't know, 8-9 months, we got a call from the producers and they were like, would you want to be in the running for season 11? So of course we jumped at it, and it was kind of way better timing because at that point we had sales, we had retailers, like we had more proof in the market. Whereas if we would have gone on season 10, we were just brand new. So they might have torn us apart. But then yeah, it was a very long process with producers, and you're never, even like to the day that you're filming, you could be sent away. So it's kind of crazy. It's this like, you have to be like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You can't get all of your hopes up when you're in the running for Shark Tank because the whole time it could be pulled away. But we were lucky enough to be filmed and kind of got this like unicorn of a situation that I still don't understand how it happened, where all of the sharks wanted in. And that was like just unbelievable, especially because going in, we wanted Mark Cuban and Maria Sharapova, the guest shark, because Maria is perfect for our brand. And then Mark is a genius. So it really, I still don't understand how it worked out so perfectly, but it was one of the most nerve-wracking, but one of the, I mean, the coolest experience of my life for sure. And honestly, working with Mark and Maria has been awesome. Like they're hands-on, which is crazy, like who would have known. But yeah, it's really great, and it's actually like kind of perfect timing for Maria as well, because she just obviously retired from being this major sports star. So it's like she just retired and is kind of moving on to her entrepreneur new lifestyle. So it's like we're kind of the perfect fit for Maria right now too, because we're really able to partner closely and like work on Bala together. So it's the coolest experience, and I highly recommend trying to get on if you have a business you are launching.
That timing is amazing. Like I just to imagine how disappointed you must have been, and then for it to work back 10 times what you ever could have expected. That's so cool.
Yes. I mean, the timing was, it was just like, it has to be like crazy luck, and that Maria was on our panel and that for some reason they didn't tear us apart. Like you just never could expect something like that. So we're still like so grateful for that experience.
Well, let's transition into the advice giving portion of the podcast. Natalie, what are you recommending, or what tip do you have for our listeners to try out today?
So, I mean, I honestly, it kind of goes back, and it's hard to say because I mean, some days are, you know, you just feel bummed about the whole situation. So it's hard to do this every day. But I, it kind of goes back to the beginning of what we were talking about. And like, this is like a time we were kind of gifted with, even if it sucks right now and you were like furloughed and in a really shitty situation, you know, this time is kind of like a gift of time that we're like able to like slow down and be at our homes and like, so I would say, honestly, even though it can be really, really scary, the one positive is that you know, we have more time than ever. So we have more time than ever to do the things that we have been putting on hold or the things that we always wanted to try, like picking up a new hobby, learning a new language, cooking more. So, I mean, for example, our house has doubled down on fitness because normally it's like I can make the excuse, oh, I'm too tired. I can't work out today. I had to go to work and I have no time to cook. But now it's kind of like you don't really have that excuse because even if you're working, you're home all day. So there's inevitably more time in your day. I can't say for the ones that, you know, have kids at home. That's a different story. But, you know, but basically I would just say like use this time to your advantage and try to like pick up a hobby. So like the fitness thing, it's like we're doing Instagram live classes every day. We're doing Isaac Boots, which are my favorite a lot. And we're just trying to like not make excuses there so that we can work out every day, or just like we've been cooking these crazy meals. So I would say use this time to, if it's like a project you've always wanted to work on, a business you've wanted to start, like just try to use this time that we'll may not have in a few more months.
If someone was going to use this time to work on their side hustle or to try and maybe transition that from side hustle to full time, what would you advise them to prioritize when they might have this gift of time that they wouldn't have otherwise?
I mean, I would honestly just like try to prioritize spending some time each day working on this project, because, and then try to like get in this headspace of like, you don't know what the next 6 months are going to look like. You might be really busy in 6 months. So it's like using this like blank slate of time, just like make sure that you can work on your project and just start with like a very small to-do list, but like allocate an hour a day and then, you know, can be more than that. So I would say really just like try to start that project.
Awesome. And Natalie, where can we find Bala on the internet? Where can we keep up with what you guys are doing? I have to imagine you guys are slammed with orders right now.
Yeah, we're in like most of our stuff is on pre-order. That's kind of, I've seen that from a lot of brands right now. It's like everything's on pre-order because of just, I guess, delays and then demand of people, you know, at home. So they're doing all the online shopping. So demand is higher. So right now you can find us. I mean, Goop will have a restock at the end of May. We have pre-orders on our site that are shipping in July, but we're trying to ship them early. In about 2 weeks, so mid-June, we'll be launching two new amazing at-home workout products. Can't disclose what they are, but definitely check our site mid-June because those will be shipping immediately, and that'll be the best place to find us. So I think honestly our site, and then we're continuing on our Instagram to post as we restock our retailers periodically. So staying tuned on our Instagram would be the best way as well.
Well, you have really piqued my curiosity as to what you guys have in the works. I'm so excited to see how you guys continue to grow and what you come up with next for helping us while we're staying healthy at home. So Natalie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This is fun.
And for all of our listeners, we will be back on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.